I don't know if this is helping your case. I'm gonna be honest.
You're admitting to a crime.
I'm saying I did do it.
What did you do? She got that one comment in. Yes, sir.
No, that's what I'll take to Alan. Damn you up for that.
What happened?
Why intern?
He's the intern.
Because it was when I was here, like one time just watching, and they were like, you want to do one? And so I was just here, and then they were like,
You were being cucked at a hangout. I was like, dude, come hang out with us. You can't talk.
Welcome back to Kid Talk the Class. We got some special guests today. We got
Gus from the Chicken Machine Band.
Ooh.
Check us out.
Yes.
All on music platforms. Streaming platforms.
Ooh. Is that why you want to be on the podcast?
That's why I wanted to be. I'm going to leave. I got to go in like 5 minutes.
I'm Kat on the soon to be next album of the Chicken Machine.
Ooh. Anyways, thank you so much for being our guest this episode. So excited to have you all. As you all may already know, we have your co-host, Riley.
What's up?
And we got James. We got myself, Cameron. And then we got behind the camera, intern.
Yeah. Intern! Yes, sir!
Intern, show them that you're really here. There it is.
Wait, I don't think it was time, though.
Intern, you getting paid?
Hey, yo!
Well, welcome back.
This is why we need ad revenue. Please sponsor us, everybody.
Everything could be gone with a click of a button.
Yeah, make sure you follow us on all of our socials. We're on Spotify, Apple Music. No, Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts, yeah.
YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. Follow us on all those for updates.
Editor here. James's mic doesn't work for about the first 7 minutes, but it gets fixed after that. The intern's already been fired, so don't worry about that. Enjoy the show.
It's been a month or something since we did our last episode, and I really missed you guys. I missed you. Aww. You two, too. But... James, I saw something that really made me think of you. You ever watch The Proud Family?
No, actually.
Really?
I've seen like clips, but I was that was like 90s kids. I was the next generation.
Well, I saw this and I had to think of you. You ever seen this?
I feel like this would be terrible. This can't be okay.
James always got the hockey sticks out.
Oh my god.
Why do they have the grippers
on
Disney?
Even...
This is going. That's kind of crazy.
Wait, we're not even like 5 minutes in and we're making fun of James?
Though.
Wait.
You bad.
Crazy, right?
What is that weird person in the middle? Like,
James?
There's like James and then there's... Oh, that's his hand. Okay, I thought that was some like weird white dude. Okay. Okay.
It made sense.
And we're back.
You get it. But anyways, yeah, I just had to get that out.
You'd be like, where'd you see that?
I don't know.
Were you watching Proud Family?
No.
It's a good show. I've been watching it recently because I missed it, but I came in like now. That and I need to get Disney Plus.
I have it.
What's the login?
Right.
Drop it right now.
Okay. Will you put in the bleeping sound?
No. It's for the gang. We love our fans.
When I was in London, I checked out a book from like the local library in the school. And it was, I can't remember the name of the book. But anyways, so I checked out the book. I kept it the whole semester. I read like 5 pages of it. It was just The Great Gatsby. That's what it was. It was so unreadable for me. I could not do it. And I got an email like right before I was about to leave, and it was like, "Hey, you were supposed to return this book like 4 weeks ago, and you owe us like $200." I know, and like not $200, it was £200, which is like $275 for that book. Wow. And so I was like, "Bro, I'm so sorry. This email went to my spam. Like I did not get this email, so can I just return the book and just wipe the slate clean?" And they were like, "Oh yeah, that happens all the time. Like it's okay." So yeah, then I was just gonna have to leave the country without
$200 for that tiny book that you only got because you didn't read it for class in high school.
Yeah, did you not read it in high school?
No. Wait,
you spark notes it?
No, what class was that for?
English. What else?
Which one?
Were you just tapped out?
Like 11?
I swear to God, they didn't have us read it.
Yeah, we had to read it. We watched it, too.
And that's why she graduated
like
late.
What y'all don't see, I have to fold my legs like a butterfly, bro. I have to be like this and like fold them flat. Either way, subscribe for OnlyFans to see my hockey
stuff. Thanks, James. God.
The life of a podcaster is so hard.
Crazy.
So you know,
I sit in the bed, relaxing at pillows.
You know, while we were gone too, I saw another thing that made me think of you guys.
Of us?
Yeah, not you two specifically. It'd work a little better if the Dannys were here, but I thought this this was relevant.
An English schoolboy, Teddy Cottle, is a legend and an activist. He's launched a petition calling on Apple to make big changes to the nerd emoji.
Did you guys feel this? I feel like you would. It gives the wrong impression of people who wear glasses. I can kind of see it. Tell me he don't got the same glasses as James, too.
Oh my God.
This kid would have a case if he didn't look exactly like the emoji, too.
That's so dumb.
Yeah, so, you know, I missed you guys. What can I say? Do you agree with this? Do you think they should change it? Do you feel hurt?
So, you see this stuff on the internet, and it just reminds you of us, huh?
Oh, God. Yeah.
This is what you, this is like, on your downtime, this is what you do.
Me and James were talking about this, like, tongue twister that we grew up on, but apparently we heard it differently growing up. So, have you guys heard it as Sally sells seashells down by the seashore? Or...
Wait, what was it?
Sally sells seashells down by the seashore.
Could you do it faster?
No. Or whatever James says.
Or the one I heard was Sally sells seashells by the seashore. See, I heard that one.
Just like a two-word
difference.
Wait,
can you say yours again?
Sally sells seashells down by the seashore.
And then I said Sally sells seashells by the seashore. See, we were talking about, it's kind of like the Bernstein situation. Bernstein, where it's, because I never heard of that one, but apparently he's like, he never heard of mine.
Yeah, so I'm like, why are you missing the two words?
Yeah, I already started. Wait, Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
The rare James lyrical dub here.
So you're with him.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah, I think James is right.
Let me get a big...
I'm with James.
Whoa, not right. Yeah. That's just how y'all learn.
I don't think there's no down.
Putting down in it makes it easier.
That's what I'm saying. It kind of gets rid of, is it phonetic? The reason why you're doing it? Because, it's too many words.
Try to say it without the down. Maybe that's the key.
I didn't think I had a problem saying it, but I'll
just
say it.
Faster.
Sally sells seashells by the seashore. That's too easy. But when I was saying it earlier, James thought I was singing because that is amazing. Sally sells seashells down by the seashore. Oh, I'm rapping at that point.
Do you guys want to hear another one?
Sure.
Have you heard Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers?
Not that like that. I don't think.
Real.
Riveting content.
Riveting content here.
Okay.
Oh my God, I have heard of that.
I saw we got a hate comment on TikTok.
Oh my God.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
I was showing it. I was like, look, we got our first hate comment.
Wait, what did it say?
Y'all really made it.
Yeah, it was like, great. Another podcast with a friend group or something like that because we totally needed that.
Wow, another friend group who totally needed a podcast.
Dude, put the comment right here.
And I responded, I said it. Wow, we got hate comments now? Mama, we made it. And he said, just keep your cuddle parties private next time, okay? I'm pissed. Not only because he kind of cooked us a little bit.
I read that in the morning. I was like, damn.
I was so pissed off. You don't even know. There was a burning rage.
You started really typing.
I tracked down his Instagram.
He
went, I ain't going to lie. Damn. I found it.
What is that? Say his name.
You won't. But his name. Drop his name right now.
Damn.
Oh. We're finding you. He lives in... I'm a viewer too.
What's the bottom?
You type that.
Remove my meat from your throat, please.
You've left that out.
Yeah, that's
one second ago.
What's the most inconvenient thing about being left-handed?
Writing.
Writing is 100%. Big.
Oh, interesting.
When I was in high school, it was writing.
Why
for sure?
Ink on your hand?
Because you write and then immediately drag your hand through the pencil lead.
Yeah. Left-handers also the way you guys write is strange. Just you kind of curve your hand.
Write is strange.
Okay, so the writing thing, would it be better if our language was writing from right to left?
Yeah, it used to be like that. Arabic is like that.
Mm-hmm. A lot of most
ancient languages were right to left.
Mm.
But then also, I can't write on a whiteboard. It's impossible. To write on a whiteboard, I'm going to have the worst handwriting because I have to write vertically, basically.
You write and then wipe it away.
Yeah, exactly.
That's funny.
Wow. Okay.
The infinite glitch or whatever.
So what about that whiteboard right there?
I got to write with my hand up there. It's evil.
A lot of it is just stuff you have to think about, where you're sitting at a dinner table. There's really only two good places to sit at a dinner table, and that's the left corner of whatever side of the table you're sitting on.
so that you're not elbowing.
So you're not elbowing stuff.
Hey, you know, you guys get like a, you guys can apply for a scholarship for left-handed.
I did.
Did you get it?
Nope.
I bet another.
Did they ask for proof
did.
That you were they left-handed? Crazy.
They did not.
Like, you don't have to take a video of yourself writing.
Yeah.
Wow.
That'd be slick.
Wait, really?
There's a left-handed scholarship.
But you have to prove it?
No, you didn't.
Oh, okay.
But they should. That would be fire.
Yeah, they should. That'd be cool.
Like, the most creative way to prove it, like, you need to think about that. Like, what would you do to prove that you're a left-hander? Whoa! Okay, I...
Show us your
show my
task.
Muscular differences in, yeah. in the arm.
I don't like the way yeah. you looked at Riley. Please. Okay,
so
moving
you
on.
That you're
forget I asked that.
That's probably why you didn't win the scholarship. There's a bunch of fake right-handers applying for it, too.
Yeah, like that one girl that applied for the Hispanic scholarship.
Oh, my God.
Did that happen?
Oh, that was messed
whitest
up.
Whitest girl in the school.
Dude. Oh, my God. Who was it?
Oh.
Grandfather was from Spain.
Oh,
so the loosest association to Hispanic, like,
yeah.
you may be Hispanic,
yeah,
but you're white as f-
yeah. So regardless. She applied? Did she win?
Yeah.
She won.
Yeah.
The only one?
She had to write an essay about what it was like to be Hispanic in high school.
No way.
You
please
lying.
Bleep that out.
Oh, hell no. That's staying in.
content. You know what you signed
what?
Up for. Kidding.
That is insane.
It's
that
wild.
Is,
it's
I, can I submit a complaint?
Right.
Is that illegal?
That has to.
Like, think
there
about the person
no
who
way.
Genuinely needed that scholarship.
Oh,
and
I'm sure she's rich, too.
Yeah, yeah. She definitely didn't need that.
Look, I wasn't saying
I mean,
she's
it's
poor.
Not about being rich or poor, though. That does play a factor, but it's like, come on.
I am pissed.
It's a moral thing.
I won one scholarship when I was in college. My professor applied for me, and I won it. They took away my other scholarship. I got like 75 grand, and they just took 75 grand away from my other ones. Like, what is even the point? Then they want me to write a letter to the person thanking them. Oh, thank you, billionaire. You're so gracious. How could I survive without you? No. They emailed me actually like 45 times to send in this letter, and I would not, bro.
Good for you.
Shout out to you.
If it was the other way around, would you want to read people's...
Oh, hell yeah! Hell yeah! Tell me about how I changed your life.
Video and everything.
How you were in the trenches before me. Oh my God, yes, bro. What do you mean?
That's funny.
Like, should you always encourage your friends to get tattoos, even if you wouldn't get the tattoo yourself?
If that was the case, I would have zero tattoos, because Riley.
I do have to say, as a friend, you have an obligation not to talk about any of your other friends' tattoos.
Mm.
Like, honestly, intern, when our friend sent that video of a tattoo that we thought was his at first of the gun,
who?
It was like weird because it was like, this dude is not going to get a gun tattoo.
Wait, I want to know who it
but
is.
But you were straight up like, dude, that is ass. You should not have gotten that. And I was like, man, like, this is going to be on him forever. And you immediately are like, that was
oh.
a mistake.
You're a terrible person.
Like, that
intern.
Is rough.
I was just like, you can't do it. It didn't even look right. Like,
it's too late.
Exactly. Yeah, it's
too
wait,
late.
It's already on a person.
Yeah. It was a friend, but we thought
got it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's not me. I was like, oh.
I was like, thank God.
That's
that
crazy.
Is hilarious.
What did you guys say?
I was like, wow.
Oh, intern was like,
yeah, I think I was just like,
that's cool.
Cool.
Nice. So, if we're on the topic of exposing people, there's this pool party, right?
Yeah.
We had maybe one or two a semester, and there's this dude who was, he was neurodivergent, but, you know, we're all at this pool party having a good time. And I look over and I just see him pop up with goggles on with the biggest grin on his face I'd ever seen. And I was like, about to like be like, dude, what the like, you cannot be wearing goggles at a pool party right now. But then he just kind of looked around and I was like, I'm just going to step away. But I mean, what are the ethics of goggles at a pool party? Because, you know, the attire is the same as goggles at a normal pool. So
I didn't think about that. I was like,
so really, like, I don't know what the ethics are there, and I wanted Shell's opinion.
Lucky, I was like, I don't see the problem.
I feel like he's just a fashionista, you know? He on something that no one else is on, you know?
Yeah, something good.
I see it.
I think so. What's the question here? Like, should you have said something to him, like, uniform-wise? Attire-wise for the pool party?
More like, in general, I feel like probably no goggles, but at the end of the day, it's not like you're going to see anything you wouldn't see if you wore goggles at a regular pool.
Oh, did you think he was wearing goggles because he was trying to see some cheeks or something?
Oh.
I mean.
Oh.
Wait,
oh, so
what?
He's a genius.
That's crazy.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's crazy. Because they didn't get that, the devious part. Like, how devious was the smile?
So that's what. Oh!
Yeah. He was grinning ear to ear.
that's kind of. That's crazy. Were the people in the pool fully, like, wearing bathing suits, or was it like a topless?
I mean, I wasn't wearing goggles, so I can't tell you for sure.
I mean, yeah, but they got out of the pool.
I at this party, no.
Okay. Yikes.
I don't know. I ain't gonna lie. Me and Isaiah, we used to go to the water park down there when we were about 12. Whew. Had the goggles every day. Don't cancel me.
See, here's my thing though, because it's like,
intern, do we say you can speak?
That's the only time you've talked.
James just didn't check the intern.
There you go. Let's
go ahead, intern.
Think that. See, the thing is, it's an issue though, because it's like the only time, it's like when you're at those community swimming pools, you go under the water, you're wearing the goggles. You know, there's like people in your age group, and then there are those children. And so it's like,
that's a good turn. I didn't think it was about to go.
I'm not trying to see all of that.
I did not think that was where you were going with this.
Yeah.
We about to cut all of this.
I definitely got that. I think you took that to a weird place.
So why I said, intern, did we say you could
so if looking, a point. If looking at kids underwater is too, like, potentially sexual for you,
I'm not wearing
what is the difference at looking at those kids above water?
No, I'm saying,
is that also potentially sexual?
It's a lose-lose argument.
No, the reason is why I'm not wearing goggles. This is because there are also kids.
That is insane.
What?
You lose.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is a lose-lose.
So I'm not wearing goggles because I'm not trying to look under the
water. Can we acknowledge that goggles are also to protect your eyes?
Right.
Like,
that's what I'm saying. Oh, God.
And when you wear contacts, you don't want them to fall out.
That's why you wore them at the water park.
I can't swim.
But what if I want to open my eyes? Like, I like to see in water. That's cool.
Yeah, I like to see underwater.
I like to see underwater because, like, when do I get to do that? Never.
You could definitely open your eyes.
I open my eyes.
And get chlorine in my eyes?
I'll tell you, it's the reason that you don't wear goggles. He's like, I don't wear goggles because I don't want to see kids clearly underwater. The reasons behind
it's
crazy.
Intern, that's messed up.
I think you... I don't know. Don't even mention the kids. Like, that's just...
No,
because
I know the reason is because I was at a community pool at one time.
I don't know if this is helping your case. I'm going to be honest
You're
with you,
admitting
dog.
To a cry.
I'm saying I did do it. Like,
do
I
what?
Like,
you
I
what?
Went,
what did you
I
do?
No, I'm saying I didn't.
Didn't do
but
what?
It's like, I went underwater at one point because I had goggles on at first, and I was like... I was like, nah, I can't be.
He was like, nah, the kids are way too sexy here for this.
I cannot be wearing these things. These things are dangerous.
Take these away from me.
That's insane.
No
wow.
way.
Oh my God. I really hope this is staying in.
Our intern said, what?
Oh my
wow.
God.
Basically, I'm not wearing goggles.
Interesting reason.
I think that's a good call for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keeping goggles away from you for sure.
Wait.
I'm proud of you.
Is this like an HR issue? Do we need to fire the intern?
But I see where your story was going now. It all makes sense. He had the big grin. Ethically, you say he's a neurodivergent? I say let him do him.
Damn.
And old enough that, like, if somebody saw him and got uncomfortable, they'll stop him.
Here's the thing I didn't know until later. He is 27.
Okay. Wow. So this just adds another layer to it, huh? So He's a 27-year-old going to a...
Did he go to the school?
An averagely aged college swim party. Kind of weird. Yeah, stop him.
I feel like that's his Super Bowl, you know? This is his moment to shine.
Wait,
what? Huh?
Yeah.
This is the moment he's been waiting for all year.
He's talking about
college students. I just let him talk, bro. How many other times is he going to get an opportunity like this? I say fair treatment for all.
My brother. How many pools are...
She said, my brother.
How many pools are there in the world that he could go visit?
But you don't know how many pool parties he gets invited to?
Okay, but like the YMCA?
I ain't finna get into it. Those are grannies, bro. Let him cook.
You just complimented Jane Fonda for being like sexy at 90 years
old. It's a pool full of Jane Fondas.
Yeah, that's a different story.
I ain't stopping nobody.
Oh my god. Okay, we have to
move. I love you wearing goggles.
I can't get over this guy.
Okay. Oh.
That is crazy. Okay.
Yeah, right. So just let him do him. 27. Is that the final verdict? If we were a jury,
I feel like.
Wait, I thought we were against it. We were like,
I'm for it.
I was against it, but there's probably worse. Like, there's probably somebody's dad at some party that, I don't know, doing some weird stuff. So, I mean, he's 27. He basically just graduated like 5 years ago.
Never mind.
He just stuck in the past. He just wanted to see it one more time.
There's this another. Okay, so I didn't go to many parties, and every single one I went to was terrible. All right.
So you throw your own.
Yeah. And so this dude went to a different school. He comes to this graduation party, like comedically fast starts sexually assaulting every single, like grabbing and hugging and like whispering in their ear, like when their boyfriend is standing right there. And like, I go up to this dude, he's like, I'm like, yo, I'm going to do you a favor, man. I'm going to just go ahead and point out to you every girl in the room that has a boyfriend or a girlfriend already. So you can avoid all of them and just focus your efforts elsewhere. He's like, good call, dude. Thank you. Thank you. So I'm like, you see that one? Yeah. She's got a partner. You see that one? She's got a partner. You know what? All of these girls here, they all got partners, you know, outside. I think they do too, but I'm not sure who else, you know. And he looks over at me and he just like
no way.
I was speechless.
Oh, that the example though. Why did I
James, why are you drooling a little bit? Hold on.
I didn't know what to do at that point.
So, wait, so like he just like straight.
Yeah, he straight up grabbed my inner thigh.
He looked at your eyes.
Uh huh.
So what happened after
you
that?
I was like, and then stood up and left. Yeah.
Wow, I can see why you said like you didn't have a good time at those parties.
No, they were bad. They were all bad.
If you go to a party where a pool is there, are you too cool to get in the pool?
No, you gotta get in the pool, dude.
Cannonball.
Is it gonna be like, I've never
if you don't get in the pool at a pool party?
Well, what if like 75% of the people are out of the pool? It's not a pool party, but there's a pool there.
Then I'm
who
not
who cares getting
in the
about
pool.
Them? I'm getting in the pool.
That's like, that's black parties. Like they'll be just around the pool and no one's in the pool.
Why? Because they can't swim? Racist.
Oh my god.
And that's
sad. That's why our intern's getting fired.
That's crazy.
James said it. What are you talking about?
Intern.
He gets a pass. He's a host.
Yeah. Diplomatic immunity.
Once you host an episode, maybe we'll give you a shot. I had a guy ask me out once. I felt really bad. I didn't know how to respond. I felt like, because I knew he worked up like a lot of courage to ask me out. And then I'm just like, I have a girlfriend. I'm sorry. I was at work too. So when he came up to me, I started giving him like the normal response that I say to everyone, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, it was awkward. Shout out to dude.
Okay, James, your turn.
I never been hit on. I don't get hit on. I'm
unfortunate. Damn. I got you, James. Don't even worry.
Wait, don't you get hit on by our friends like every day?
Yeah. And this one.
I plead the fifth.
Oh.
What about that car conversation?
I told you that in confidence.
I want to ask you guys, I assume we all have deja vu, But like, what does it feel like when you experience deja vu? Because the way my deja vu works is like, I'll just be living my life and I'll say something or do something. And it's like you're watching like one of those old films and like the scenes are passing by. And then like, it's like it clicks in. Does that make sense? Like, it doesn't make sense, but it does make sense for me. Like I'm looking at a strip of film and it just, for some reason, a moment in my life just like clicks into the film.
No, I get you. Like, Riley going, sure.
Right? What'd you say, Riley?
No, yeah, keep
about how the film clicks in.
Okay, I don't know how to explain it better. Yeah. But what does deja vu feel like for you? You just are like, oh, this, you know, might have happened.
It kind of feels like, I immediately feel like this has happened before, but then it kind of gets weird, but it does feel like it lines up with something like another.
Like another I'm timeline.
Lining up with another timeline or something.
Maybe that's it clicks.
Like the same moment happens, even though there's something weird or different about the other timeline.
Yeah, exactly.
I try to like predict what's about to happen next. Cause I'm like, wait, if this has happened before, then someone should come through that door right now. It typically doesn't work that way. When I try to change the history or whatever. But yeah, I see what you mean. It does kind of click. But if I was able to predict like somebody walking through right now.
He tried it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that's a different power. Mm-hmm. But I was wondering if like deja vu is just us evolving to have superpowers. Like,
which is a great transition. Oh, what superpower would y'all want to have?
No, we're not done. For me, I always feel like something happens and it's like a dream that I've explained to someone before. And I'm like, this happened and I don't know why, but then this happened, but then it happens, bro. Like 2 years later, I swear.
Wait, you dream about things?
Oh, yeah, 1,000%.
Ooh, interesting.
I get deja vu in my dreams more often than I get it, like, when I'm awake.
For me, it's only dream deja vu.
What's that like?
Okay, so you dream. Okay, is it like you realize that you dreamt that before, or you dream something after the fact that it's happened, and that's the deja vu?
So I swear it's like I dream something really crazy. I tell someone and then like 2 years later, that same thing happens. But I don't have like the evidence to say that I talked
like
about this
in
2 years
real life.
Ago.
It happened.
Yeah.
So it's like a future. Like this is something you're going to say in the future.
Do you have an example?
I can't think about it.
He just gave us an example.
Well, spoiler, man.
James. You had a topic for us.
Nah, so I've gone through.
Bet. So, anyways, I was driving the other day, and I got to a railroad crossing, right?
Mm.
And the railroad thing starts to come down, and there's just a dude outside of his truck, and he's just telling me, "Come on through," right? And so after a second, I drive through, and I made it, thankfully. But after I went through, I'm thinking, what if this was just a random guy?
Right? It was.
What if I just got?
Why did you cross?
He's like, come on.
Because I thought like maybe he's working on the thing and like he sent it down. Mm. But what if he was just lying?
He would have got you.
Why didn't he just go?
You know, maybe I need to rethink my decision making processes.
I'm sure he was with the railroad. Like
you hope so.
I hope for your sake. Yeah, I mean you're fine, but yeah, that's. If he seemed like he knew what he was doing, then it's like, okay.
He really could have just... I would have fell for it. I'm the rabbit. Whatever.
You would have felt... That would have been just like you to have fallen for that.
Damn.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Damn.
Intern sleeping.
Comedy's about punching down.
Intern sleeping on the job.
Yeah, you know, I know. He put his head down, too. Like, he was like...
That's crazy.
We got our annual report soon. Don't worry. We'll...
Okay.
If you want to be the intern for this podcast, let us know.
You just have to best this intern in physical combat.
It's not very hard.
In a previous podcast, y'all said that I would be your first pick for survival in like a zombie apocalypse.
Oh, yeah.
And I just want to say I'm honored.
Uh-oh.
I don't think I'd be much help at all.
Yeah.
But...
Well.
It's nice to know you put me in a leadership position.
I feel like if it was a situation, right, apocalypse, where like, dang, we got to save Gus, the all-knowing.
or we gotta save
the wise.
And this is just an example. Gotta save James. Uh-oh. I feel like we
completely
know
completely hypothetical.
Right.
I feel like we know exactly who needs to get saved at the moment. Damn. Know what I'm saying?
I'll save you too, guys. I'm honored. Yeah.
So if all of us are in a room and zombie apocalypse is happening and you can only grab one friend, you're grabbing Gus.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, how is intern going to help me?
Damn.
How is Cameron going to help me? He do computer science. Oh. What do he know?
True.
How is James going to help me?
Yeah.
His major's fake.
Yeah.
I don't even know what your major is.
Economics.
What are you going to do? Blog it or something?
Gus is my savior. I ain't gonna lie.
You know all that.
It's so funny. Sullivan will send me like a picture of a snake and be like, "Friend or poisonous?"
That was me.
You do that too, yeah. And it's always friend. Like y'all be scared.
I don't know if mine was friendly. I'll tell you that right now.
Who?
The one in the lake.
Which one was that? Oh no, that was bad. I gave you bad advice. You should not have gone back in the lake.
Maybe I don't pick you. Maybe I shouldn't.
Was it a water moccasin? Yikes.
It was hunting me. I swear to God.
It probably
was.
That was
the scariest moment of my life.
So have you ever got bitten?
You'd have to go to a hospital.
Anything poisonous?
I don't think so. I've like seen some bumps and wonder if like that was a spider bump. But I don't think so.
I've gotten bitten by a brown recluse. Did I tell you guys
that?
Oh,
wow.
What? How?
Is that the spider or something?
Bruh, yeah. It was crazy. So I was getting ready for school.
How old are you?
I was like 17, 16. Yeah. And I got out of the shower and I put the towel on. I felt this like pinch at the back of my neck. And like my house has had spider problems before. So I like knew it's fine now. But like when I was younger, yeah. And so we kind of just knew that they were there and whatever. And so I was like, and I screamed, "Mom!" Like, I got bit by a spider. Like, and we had to, so we killed this. That thing was big too. It was like this big, a big brown recluse.
That was not as
and
big
I
as
like,
I thought you were about to.
I was like, "This is the day I meet my maker." Like,
or become Miles Morales.
Yeah, for
or
real.
I guess Peter Parker
or Gwen.
Yeah, or the girl. I don't know her name though.
Gwen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I, you know, get dressed the best as I can, but I'm like trying not to move, you know, like I don't want the venom to spread. So we get in the car. My mom is like pushing 100 going to the hospital.
Wow.
Get to the emergency room. I'm in full tears. Like I'm crying. I'm telling him I'm about to die. Like I got bit by this spider. You need to cure me. Like, what's the antidote? Please give me the antidote. Like I'm going to die here. And she did not give a
oh my God.
She was like, yeah. Just
the
go
doctor
sit down.
Or your mom?
The
this
nurse.
Is insane.
No, the nurse was like, "Okay, just go sit down. Are you sure it was a brown?" Yes, I have the spider. Like, I carried it. We have it here. And yeah, it was crazy. And so they finally got me back there. They were monitoring me, put the little IV in me, and she stabbed me a couple times. Like, this was a really cool experience. And so, yeah. So
what?
In the hospital for hours. No issues. They're just like, you know, what's going to happen is it's not in your bloodstream, which is good. But like the venom is going to kill your neck muscles, like in the back. It's going to like fuck up your muscles.
Mm.
And so you're probably not going to be able to hold your head up for like a week. So like for a solid week, my muscles were just dying. And I was just sitting in a chair, like looking at a TV, waiting for the spider venom to dissipate.
That is insane.
Yeah.
It's wild.
It sucked. So, but I'm good now, you know, got the spidey senses.
How do you go back into your house after that? What was the next shower like for you?
I'm shaking every towel.
Yep.
Checking every, like, I come home after extended vacation, all the sheets are getting pulled back.
Still?
Like, oh, yeah, come on. A week without holding your head up? Like, you don't even know how that affects your daily life. They actually said
even
that
Hawking
the
knew.
They actually said that the bigger spiders are less venomous because they're old. So like it's the tiny ones that you need to be scared of.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
That's scary.
Yeah, but we're all good now, you know.
Yeah, now we can laugh at it, right?
Right.
That's the South for you.
I'm proud of James. He got that one comment in.
Yes, sir.
No, that's y'all TikTok. I'm damn you up for that, y'all.
What happened?
Y'all get y'all TikTok for the day. I know you're going to make that one the clip.
Oh, I was saying Stephen Hawking.
Yeah. Okay. Yo, now you see why I'm always a thug there.
You making the TikTok. What you mean?
Apparently. Oh, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I did say that. Yeah.
I've never been bitten by something poisonous, but I used to play this game. My neighbor had a feral German Shepherd that they adopted. It was like 6 to 9 months old. And we'd play a game where you'd hold a stick and take off running. And the other one would be holding the German Shepherd and then let him go. And the dog comes and he tries to bite you. And it, you have to turn and put the stick in its mouth so it bites the stick instead.
Oh, no. Wow.
So, yeah. Needless to say, I got bit quite a few times.
That is crazy.
I got scars too from dog bites. I used to make my dog bite me.
What?
In the sense that, like, where kids are annoying to dogs and dogs snap. Where, like, but, like, I knew, like, I could take a bite. You know, it just made me tougher, right? And so I just got a whole bunch of bites. And so whenever I play with dogs now, I always, like, kind of make them bite me.
I feel like one of the craziest realizations in life is when you go to the emergency room and you realize they do not treat you like an emergency.
Oh, yeah.
You'll wait for hours.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
I went when I was a kid. I had a hole in my face, bro.
Huh?
That's why I have the scar.
Oh.
Wow.
I sat in there for 3 hours before anyone talked to me.
That's crazy.
That's insane. Crazy.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I broke my arm, my wrist, and that was just broken. And I'm in the emergency room with all these old men who are probably waiting for, their kidney to be removed or something. And they're like, they're going to have to remove it. And I'm like crying because I'm like, no, I don't want them to remove my fractured wrist.
They amputate you?
Yeah, they're getting in my head. There's that. But
that's so mean.
I want to say, I never got bit. It was mean. I never got bit either. But I remember I was playing CSGO one day, right? On the computer. I'm like, oh my God, my legs itch. I'm like, scratching. I'm like, wait, why do both of my legs itch? I'm like, what the heck? This is like abnormal. I roll up both like my pajama pants legs and I got these red dots everywhere, all on my legs. And I didn't just get bit by anything. I mean, it's everywhere. And it's really bad. I tell my dad, but the next day I go to like the clinic and like my legs are super red, still kind of itchy, like internally itchy, like scratching it didn't help. And they were like, well, we don't know what's happening to you, but if it's continuing like after 2 days, let's give you a steroid shot. And after like 2 days, it like went away. But like timeline wise, that was like 4 or 5 day experience where my legs were red. To this day, I have no idea why. But yeah, they're super itchy.
That is so strange.
That's crazy.
Right?
That's
I don't know
so
if it was
weird.
Allergic reaction or what. I was literally just playing games and it happened. No bug bites or nothing.
You'll never forget the first time you see a big spider in your bed. I remember here.
Mm. Here?
In your bed?
Yeah.
Like in this bed?
Like, it was like a couple months ago.
Ooh.
Wow.
How big spider?
Huge.
Nah, he's lying, bro.
There's a story I told Cam today. I was at Chick-fil-A, right? And it was like 7 a.m. I worked the midnight shift at FedEx. Shout out FedEx. And I did the sunrise shift too. So I worked 2 shifts. So I got off at like 8 o'clock. And so I was like, I don't want to get Waffle House. But I was like, I'm kind of tired of Waffle House. So I got Chick-fil-A. And when I went to Chick-fil-A, the lady pulls up. She's like 2 years, so like 3 years younger than me. And she's like, you look like somebody I know. I'm like, okay. Uh-oh. And so I'm thinking one of those, right? But she's like, nah, rapper. I'm like, okay, which rapper? And then she's like, the one. I just listened to him recently. He made Ransom. I was like, I know them. Ain't talking about Lil Tecca. Yeah, I said Lil Tecca. She said, oh, yeah. I'm like, that's crazy. She saw a with glasses right here. Do I look like him?
Wait, I don't even
I'll pull it up.
You're doing a fake photo. I'm sorry, guys.
There's no way.
Cut her off.
But that's funny that you mentioned that, because me and James were at Chick-fil-A last weekend, and we're going through the line. He asked us what we want. No courtesy. No, nothing like that. James has a cake on his lap. He's like, oh, you guys going to a party tonight? We're like, yeah, something small, you know. He goes, oh, yeah, well, tonight I'm going out. We having a party after this. I'm going to pop bottles and f*** models.
The dude in the Chick-fil-A line.
Yes. I'm like, aren't you supposed to say my pleasure?
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting this. Why did he flex on us like that? He said, oh, my party's way cooler than your party, just so you know.
What the hell?
There's not going to be cake at my party.
Right. He said, with models. What?
He said a different kind of cake for real.
He didn't even give us an invite. Like,
would you have gone?
You know you wouldn't have.
These are Chick-fil-A money bottles. We're talking like the cheapest stuff on the show.
But the mixer is the Chick-fil-A lemonade, so I believe it. He could get models with that. Intern, what would you want your superpower to be? And don't say invisibility.
Probably
don't
seeing say underwater.
Yeah, bad track record.
Seeing underwater X-ray. That's off the table.
What is that? I'm really want to be Spider-Man.
You already are.
Mm.
Just. What?
I mean,
Spider-Man would be really cool.
Spider powers, like, because I can utilize that to the fullest. Like, I'm using
weapon of his prey.
Oh my god!
Just swing, like swinging, use the physics and stuff. I could really see myself.
Splats.
Well, I hope it happens for you. You cannot get it from a brown recluse, though.
I don't know. Bruh,
it would have been an amazing price to pay, but nothing like that happened. Maybe that's why my deja vu is like that.
You wouldn't know because you got the antidote. Duh.
They didn't give me shit. They just gave me an IV. Like they gave me no medicine besides aspirin.
Duh, crazy.
Whatever.
Thank y'all for joining in and tuning in. As always, we can find us on any of our social media platforms. Link below. Thank you to our two special guests for coming on. Y'all are welcome anytime. Would y'all like to plug anything before we go?
Yeah, I mean, the few people are watching this probably already seen.
Damn.
We get that a lot.
Check out Botanical Instrumentations album by Chicken Machine on music streaming platform.
Actually, I did one of my
actually we got 200 views on our last episode.
Do you track how long they watched in the episode?
About 5 minutes.
5 minutes average.
Subscribe because if you like hearing people just talking and being friends, then you're gonna like this podcast.
To everyone who subscribes, James is giving you $20.
The first 50 people who like and subscribe gets $50 from this guy.
But what if I already liked and subscribed?
You should do it on this episode?
Oh, you have to do it every episode?
No, just this
for
episode.
New fans only.
Why are we inquiring like I'm actually going to give y'all $50? Hold on, let's talk.
You are.
Let's go backwards. Hold on.
Well, I know like where you live, so it's easier for me to like.
Yeah, if you want to know where James lives, just DM
we'll
me.
We'll drop it right here. Just subscribe to our Patreon and you'll be able to see that.
If you, Cash App, $, send me 50, I will give you his address. I promise you.
He'll do it for free.
Well, besides all that, thanks for having us, guys. This was fun.
Yeah, thanks for coming. It was very fun.
It was really nice.
Like, comment, subscribe, follow us on all of our platforms.
So, ring that bell.
And ring the bell. See you guys next time.
Peace.
Not before. This is good.
Everybody, we're doing the thumbnail right now.
Wait, I mean.
Wow.